Today, to kill a police officer with a drone, you need a man hiding behind a screen.
One man, one drone, one dead.
The day the swarm arrives, that man flies nothing. He types an order and 100 machines divide the work among themselves. That day the weapon does not change. What changes is who rules the ground. This work belongs to 3 people. For Gallup Crame and Amanda Davies, with whom we built the model, defended the numbers and put the date on it. This is not a chronicle of what happened. It is a forecast of what comes next. This says when the Jalisco New Generation Cartel will make the jump to drone swarms, what it will attack first, in which states, and what happens to you even if you live in none of them. The forecast is not a hunch, it comes from an award-winning academic model that compared 4 armed groups that already made that jump. We put a date on it before it happened. And the clock is still running. The first person who saw this is named Gallup Crame. He wrote it in 2023, in an academic journal on armed conflict, when cartel drones in Mexico were still a crime page curiosity and no government anywhere treated them as a military capability in formation. 2 years before the State Department designated CJNG a foreign terrorist organization, Crame was already documenting its air program machine by machine. In February 2026, Crame, Amanda Davies and the author of these lines took that work a step further and presented in Cyprus what nobody had done, putting a calendar on the day the Jalisco New Generation Cartel stops being a group that uses drones and becomes a group that operates with swarms. The jury awarded it best research of the conference. The window we produced was 12 to 18 months.
Ese mismo mes mataron a el mencho y el cartel respondió en 20 estados. 5 meses después, el Tesoro de Estados Unidos ejecutó la mayor acción de su historia contra ese cartel y nombró lidera un ciudadano estadounidense. We did not react to that news. It was already written, with an international jury and an earlier publication date. And it did not stay in an academic conference. We took that work to the State Department.
On June 2, 2026, 4 months after Cyprus, Secretary of State Marco Rubio testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and warned about Mexican cartels' use of drones, noting it had become a growing concern for Washington and that those machines could be turned on American targets. 3 months after that testimony, the United States Army began shooting cartel drones out of the sky at the border, and its own figures revealed more than 300 for the year. That is the full chain. And every link has a public date.
Crame saw it in 2023. We put a date on it in February 2026. Rubio said it under testimony in June. The border lived it in August.
What follows explains how you put a date on something like this, and why the clock does not stop with soldiers.
The drone is not the weapon.
The weapon is the software.
Start with the one thing you have to understand. Everything else comes out of it.
A cartel drone today works like this. A man hides a kilometer away, watches a screen, flies the machine with his hands, drops the load and leaves. He is a sniper with wings.
Dangerous, yes. But one at a time, against one target. A swarm works differently, and the difference is not quantity. It is nature.
In a swarm, nobody flies anything. The operator marks a zone and the software divides the work among 100 machines that talk to each other, correct themselves, replace whichever one falls and close the formation again.
Shoot down 20 and the remaining 80 recalculate and keep going. It is the difference between a man with a rifle and an infantry company.
Except the company does not eat, does not sleep, does not desert and has no mother to claim it. The Mexican state has answered violence with one formula for 20 years, send more men.
More soldiers, more National Guard, more convoys.
That formula works against an enemy who fires bullets.
Against a swarm it inverts.
Concentrating troops stops being strength and becomes a target. A convoy is exactly what a swarm is designed to destroy, many objectives bunched together, no roof, no dispersion. Same for a checkpoint, a base, a rally, a polling station, a refinery.
And the arithmetic of money inverts too. A commercial machine costs what a motorcycle costs. Defending a single building against a swarm costs what a helicopter costs. the attacker spends little and the defender spends everything. That asymmetry is what turned the Houthis, a group from a ruined country, into an actor capable of shutting down Red Sea commerce. So this investigation is not about drones. It is about the date the Mexican government loses the advantage of having more men. The same men. 100 times the reach. Here is the number nobody has put on the table, and it is the heart of all of it. The cartel does not need more people to have a swarm. It needs the same handful of operators it already has, with different software on top. What multiplies is not the payroll. It is what that payroll can reach in one night. He has to watch the screen, fly, drop and get out. While he does, he can do nothing else. The same operator covers 100. He marks the zone and releases. The machines divide up, correct themselves and replace the ones that fall. Multiply that by the size of the unit. We documented that CJNG already has one, with patches and its own training, and that in 2023 it taught another cartel to do the same. 10 operators who today can hit 10 points in one night hit 1,000 with a swarm. It is not a bigger force. It is a different country. And there is a political consequence almost nobody has said out loud. With that capability, a cartel stops negotiating territory with the government and starts negotiating another way. It can shut down an airport, paralyze a refinery, make an election impossible in an entire state. It stops being a security problem and becomes a sovereignty problem. The violence of February 22 does not bring the cartel closer to the swarm. One engineer does. They told you 3. It was more than 300. On August 27, 2026, the United States Army shot down cartel drones with a laser in the Rio Grande Valley. Every outlet in Mexico and the United States published the same number, 3. 3 drones. A one-day story. A technology curiosity. The laser is called AMP-HEL and it was its first use against cartel machines on the southern border. That is what got told. 8 days later, on September 4, United States Northern Command published its own cumulative figures for the year. More than 300 drones defeated with kinetic and non-kinetic systems. More than 100 in August alone. Plus 11 more down with the same laser in the days that followed. Nobody corrected the story. The number 3 kept circulating and the number 300 never ran on a front page anywhere. Why that gap is not a copy error. 3 drones are an incident. 300 in a year are a sustained air campaign, with machines being replaced, logistics behind them and the capacity to absorb losses. A group that loses 300 drones and keeps flying is not testing a tool. It already industrialized it. And there is a figure inside the figure that almost nobody read, 100 of those 300 fell in a single month. The curve is not flat. It is accelerating right inside the window we projected. The United States has already moved 8,000 troops to that border and built a combined arms scheme with directed energy to bring machines down. You do not do that over 3 surveillance drones. You do it when your own armed forces have already measured the real volume. U.S. authorities classified the machines as hostile because they threatened military personnel and border agents. Mexico Defense Ministry confirmed the shootdowns happened on United States territory and that concurrent operations, called mirror operations, have run since February 5, 2025. Translated, the drone war on the border has already started, it is counted in the hundreds, and on the Mexican side it gets reported through clarification statements. The trafficker sells. The narco-terrorist rules. This is the most important distinction in the whole investigation and in Mexico it almost never gets explained properly. A business wants to sell. It needs routes, it needs the product to arrive and it needs nobody getting too much in the way. Violence costs it money, it scares partners, attracts attention, drives prices down. That is why trafficking kills selectively, bribes before it attacks and above all hides. Its relationship with the state is purchase, not war. It wants a distracted government, not a destroyed one. A power does not want to sell. It wants you to obey. And for that, violence stops being a cost and becomes the product, the more visible the better. It does not hide, it announces. It does not buy the official, it replaces him. It does not avoid the state, it displaces it. A cartel with swarms crosses from the first to the second. Not because it turns crueler, but because for the first time it can impose a national cost in a single night without exposing a single man. That is what changes. Nobody yields to someone who kills one person. Everybody yields to someone who can switch off a state. And here is the damage nobody has calculated. Mexico bet its entire economy on one idea, that a plant in Nuevo León, Querétaro, or Guanajuato can produce cheaply and ship north without interruption. That is nearshoring, and it is practically the only growth engine the country has left. A swarm attacks exactly that. Not people, processes. An electrical substation. A pipeline. A freight terminal. An industrial shed with a sheet metal roof. A container yard. A runway. None of those targets has air defense, and every one of them stops an entire chain when it fails. Think in hours, which is how a car maker thinks. One drone over an airport shuts it for half a day. 100 over an industrial corridor stop assembly lines 1,000 kilometers away, on the other side of the border. A Mexican security problem becomes an American supply problem the same day. What happens to your company before anything happens? And here is the part that hits even if no drone ever falls near you. Political violence and terrorism insurance is not priced on intent. It is priced on capability. The day an actor with that capability is documented in a country, the premium on every industrial property in that country gets recalculated, even with not one attack having occurred. That means three concrete things. Your policy goes up. Your investment committee asks for a continuity plan you do not have. And your client up north starts asking whether it is worth having a second source outside Mexico. The cost does not arrive on the day of the attack. It arrives the day the capability becomes credible. And that date, as we saw, is the one we measured. The hardware is Chinese. The leap was made by Iran. When you ask where a Mexican swarm would come from, there is not one answer. There are two layers, and it pays not to confuse them. The machine layer, China, and it is no secret. The commercial drone cartel's use today is, overwhelmingly, Chinese-made. No conspiracy needed, it is the market. China dominates world production of civilian machines, their flight controllers, their cameras, and their batteries. You buy it online and it arrives by parcel. They already have that layer. That is why in the model CJNG illicit logistics scores 8 out of 10. Buying hardware is what a smuggling organization does best. The layer that decides, the software, and there the name is Iran. What turns 100 loose machines into a swarm is not the machine. It is the autonomy software, plus the modules that run it, embedded compute, computer vision and radio link. That does not arrive by parcel. It sits under export control, classified in categories 4A and 5A of the United States Bureau of Industry and Security. And that layer has exactly one proven supplier for groups that are not a state. Iran. It is not a suspicion or a working hypothesis, it is the record of the last 5 years. Iran delivered the capability to Russia for the war in Ukraine, and there the world saw for the first time cheap drones operating in coordinated waves against civilian infrastructure, substations, power plants, ports. Iran delivered it to the Houthis in Yemen, and a group from a ruined country ended up closing one of the most important trade routes on the planet. Two cases, two continents, the same supplier. When DORE in our model is called foreign state support, we are not speaking in the abstract. We are speaking about Tehran, because it is the only one that already did it twice with non-state actors. The machines are Chinese by market. The leap to swarm, whenever it has happened outside a regular army, has been Iranian. That distinction has to be crystal clear, because it determines what to watch. CJNG scores 2 out of 10 on that door. It has no state patron. Nobody is handing it the autonomy layer, and that is why it is still halfway down the road and not on the other side. What it can do is the hybrid path, the 12 to 18 month one, by the modules abroad through intermediaries and front companies, and integrate them with its own people here. That is why the bottleneck is double and both ends are controllable, the engineer who integrates, and the module that crosses. And that is why the missing document, the BIS license and denial record for exports to Mexico under those categories, is not paperwork. It is the entire case file. The early warning is one line, and it has a name: the day an Iranian channel shows up supplying autonomy software to a Mexican cartel, the clock stops being measured in months and CJNG walks through the same door as Russia and the Houthis. That is the indicator to watch every single day, and it is the one nobody is watching. Where it already flew and where it hurts most. Two layers. The first is sourced fact, where drone attacks are documented. The second is an exposure index built from three declared criteria that you can move yourself. It is not an attack forecast and does not pretend to be, it is where a swarm would do the most damage if it happened. What they will hit first, and where. A serious forecast does not name the day or the street. It names the order. When a new capability appears, the first use is not the most spectacular one, it is the one that solves the problem the group already has today. This is the projected sequence, from most to least likely, with its geography and the reasoning in plain view. Lab defense and counter-surveillance. Where, Sinaloa, Sonora, Jalisco, Michoacán. The four states with the most labs dismantled in the country. Why first? It is what they already do, just at scale. They watch raids with one drone, with a swarm they watch a whole municipality and can deny air access to a production zone. It requires no doctrine change and no new political cost. It is the cheapest transition. Basis, 1,887 labs dismantled between October 2024 and December 2025, led by Sinaloa, Sonora, Jalisco, and Michoacán. Border, counter-surveillance against the United States. Where, Rio Grande Valley in Tamaulipas in Texas, Sonora, Arizona corridor, Baja California, San Diego. Why, this is not forecast, it already started. More than 300 machines defeated in the year and more than 100 in a single month. The current objective is watching 8,000 deployed troops and border agents. The leap to swarm turns that surveillance into saturation. Downing three with a laser is feasible, downing 100 simultaneously is not yet. Legal consequence, on the U.S. side, every machine that crosses opens direct federal jurisdiction. Cartel war and territorial dispute. Where, Sinaloa, with an internal war open since 2024 and thousands dead. Michoacán, Guanajuato, Zacatecas, Durango, Nayarit, Guerrero, Chiapas. Why later, a swarm against a rival gives decisive advantage, but exposes the capability and triggers federal and American response. It gets used when the advantage outweighs exposure, meaning in a war already being narrowly lost or won. Warning sign, the first simultaneous multi-target strike on rival safe houses in a single night. Convoys, checkpoints and federal bases. Where, Michoacán and Jalisco first, then Guanajuato, Tamaulipas and Zacatecas. Why, it already happened in single-unit form. Villa Victoria 2021 and Encarnacion de Diaz 2022 with two police officers killed. The swarm version does not change the target, it changes the outcome. A concentrated convoy stops being strength and becomes the ideal target. Intended effect, that the state stops moving by road in that region. Critical infrastructure as an instrument of coercion. Where, Salamanca Refinery in Guanajuato, Tula in Hidalgo, Madero in Tamaulipas, the Coatzacoalcos Complex in Veracruz, Dos Bocas in Tabasco. Ports of Manzanillo and Lázaro Cárdenas. Industrial corridor of Nuevo León, Coahuila, Querétaro, and Aguascalientes. Why last, it is what turns a cartel into an enemy of the American state, not just the Mexican one. It gets used as response, not initiative, against an extradition, a major seizure or a direct operation. This is where your company gets hit even with nothing to do with any of it. Nobody has to attack your plant, the substation feeding it or the container yard it ships from is enough. Political and electoral targets. Where, states with an election and a territorial dispute at the same time. Why, a swarm can make an election day unworkable in a region without killing a single candidate. It is enough to make setting up polling stations and moving ballot boxes impossible.
Activation condition, that phase one worked at no cost.
This is the one that converts military capability into political power, and it is the real end of the road. You will not see a drone. You will see the bill. All of the above sounds distant until it lands on your bill, your route, and your job. This is what changes for an ordinary person, in the order it arrives.
The first thing to understand is that the damage starts long before the first attack. It starts the day the capability becomes credible, because whoever sets prices, premiums, and credit does not wait for it to happen. Political violence and terrorism policies are not priced on what already happened, they are priced on what can be done. When an actor with this capability is documented in a country, every premium in that country gets recalculated. And not only for big companies, it carries down to the insurance on your delivery van, your warehouse, and your home if you live near infrastructure. The only formal employment engine Mexico has left is the plant that moved from Asia to be near the United States. That decision gets made comparing two columns, what it costs to produce here and how certain it is that the product ships on time. A swarm does not attack your job, it attacks the second column. And the person deciding does not live in Mexico and will not wait to see what happens.
Jobs are not lost with an explosion. They are lost in a board meeting in Detroit or Stuttgart.
Your food and your fuel, when phase one starts. Phase one of the forecast happens in Sinaloa, Sonora, Jalisco, and Michoacán. That is not an abstraction. A large share of the tomato, avocado, lime, berry, and pork you eat comes from there. A road that becomes impassable because of air risk does not show up in the news, it shows up at the wholesale market 3 days later, at a different price.
Same with fuel.
Salamanca, Tula, Madero, Coatzacoalcos, and Dos Bocas are on the phase 3 list, and you do not need to destroy a refinery to hit the country. Making the pipeline stretch or the distribution terminal risky is enough. A swarm does not need to attack a road to close it.
It is enough that everyone knows it could. A credible air threat does what 20 years of checkpoints never did. People stop traveling at night, freight companies reroute, and entire regions go disconnected without anyone declaring anything. Your vote, at the end of the road. The last scenario in the forecast is the electoral one, and it is the most expensive. To make an election unworkable in a region, you do not need to kill a candidate. You only need setting up polling stations and moving ballot boxes to become impossible. That day the territory stops electing a government and starts being assigned one. And the one piece of good news, again.
None of this is inevitable, and the paper itself says so plainly in its recommendations: disrupt technical recruitment, neutralize workshops, tighten export control on compute and vision modules, and harden the likely targets.
For measures, and none of them requires a war. The bottleneck is still the same handful of engineers.
That is why the conclusion does not change. The army does not stop this, 50 people do, and the decisions made about them in the next 12 months.
11 dates. Everyone with a document. Nothing that follows is interpretation. Every line has a primary source behind it, and it is cited. CGNG drones documented in Jalisco and Michoacán, surveillance and propaganda. Fact Crame, Vivoda and Davies, Small Wars and Insurgencies 34, 6, 2023. Tepelcatepec, explosive drones against rivals. Guanajuato, leaflets dropped from the air. Fact Crame et al., 2023. Villa Victoria, first explosive drone attack on state forces, with damage to homes.
Fact Sullivan and Bunker, SWNA 33, 4, 2022.
Encarnacion de Diaz, two police officers killed by drone. The model reads it as Rogers confirmation stage.
Fact Crame et al., 2023.
The State Department designates CGNG as a foreign terrorist organization and SDGT. Fact Federal Register 2025-02873. Sanctions on El Mencho and four commanders under counterterrorism authorities, EO 13224. Fact Treasury, June 18, 2025. Awarded at EMSIS, Cyprus, 12 to 18 months to swarms via the hybrid path. CJNG Index 0.50. Source Crame, Davies and Levy, EMSIS 2026. The Secretary of State warns the Foreign Relations Committee about Mexican cartels' use of drones and the risk to American targets. 4 months after Cyprus. Fact Testimony before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, June 2, 2026. The United States downs cartel drones with a laser in the Rio Grande Valley. Its cumulative figures for the year, more than 300 machines defeated, more than 100 in August alone. Fact US Northcom, August 27 and September 4, 2026. Nemesio Aceguera Cervantes killed in a special forces operation with United States intelligence. Reprisal across 20 states, 25 National Guards killed. Fact Sedina, February 23, 2026, Lieber Institute, West Point, March 2026. The largest OFAC action in its history against CJNG. Names Juan Carlos Valencia Gonzalez, alias Pelin, alias 03, a United States citizen, as leader. $5 million reward. Fact Treasury SB 0573, July 23, 2026. Five conditions. Four precedents. One rule. These are the five. Each is measured from 0 to 10, where 0 is having none of it and 10 is having all of it. This is how CJNG scored. Read them top to bottom and you see the problem at a glance. On four of the five, the cartel is well supplied. The short bar is the one that decides. The four who already went through this. Two crossed fast, one did not cross despite having everything, and one crossed with a state helping. The rule comes from that. The army does not stop it. 50 people do. This is where the model says something nobody wants to hear, which is why it is worth reading slowly. Everyone assumes two things. That the more violent a group is, the closer it gets to bigger weapons. And that the more money it has, the sooner it gets them. Both are false, and the four precedents prove it. Hezbollah had everything. Money, its own engineers, and Iran handing it technology for 20 years. It did not cross to swarms. It lacked urgency, it was not fighting for its existence. ISIS had almost nothing. No state backing it, no reserves. It crossed in under 2 years. It had two things, engineers and smuggling. That is where we drew the rule from, and it fits in one line. You need urgency, plus one of two doors, either a state that supplies you, or your own people who know how. Now run CJNG through that rule, with the numbers we calibrated. Money it has to spare, 0.70. Smuggling, its trade, 0.80. Urgency, since El Mencho was killed, very high. A state supplying it, almost none, 0.20. It has everything but one thing. Its own people who know how, 0.50. And in this arithmetic, a chain is worth what its weakest link is worth. That is why the final index lands at 0.50 and no higher. The test that changes everything. We fed the model what happened in February. 25 National Guards killed, reprisals across 20 states, urgency spiking to 0.90. The index did not move. Still 0.50. Then we raised technical talent by a single tenth, from 0.50 to 0.60. The index jumped to 0.60 and CJNG landed on the same side as ISIS and the Houthis, the two that did cross. Read it again. All the blood of February did not bring the cartel one day closer to the swarm. One hired engineer does. And here is the good news, which is also the hard part. If the bottleneck were money, Mexico would be lost. The cartel has more than the state. If it were violence, lost too, it has all of it. But the bottleneck is people. And the people who can build this in Mexico are not millions or thousands. they are engineers in electronics, computer vision, and flight control. In the whole country, they fit in one auditorium. Maybe 50 of them decide the matter. Which means this problem, unlike almost every other one in Mexico, can actually be solved, and costs less than any military operation. You do not have to win a war. You have to get a few dozen people to take a different job, and the ones already inside to walk out. Everyone who joins moves the clock forward. Everyone who leaves, by arrest, defection, or because someone offered them something better, takes it with them. You move it. The five conditions, in your hands. Educational tool. It applies the paper rule to any profile and project's timelines with the Appendix B sensitivity grid. It is not operational data and imputes nothing to anyone. Binding condition, in-cap in-house technical talent. Open door, be talent plus logistics. Projected timeline, 12 to 18 months. Right on the edge. Neither in nor out of the set of actors that crossed in under 24 months. Hezbollah had money, talent, and a state behind it. It did not cross because it was not in a hurry. The paper was presented in February 2026. 12 months from then is February 2027. 18 is August 2027. If state pressure eases, the clock moves up 6 months. If pressure rises on talent and inputs at once, the hybrid path slides to 18 to 30 months. The decision window is not in 2027. It is now. Whoever controls the Operador's droneros controls the clock. We documented a semi-formal unit inside CJNG. They are called the Operador's droneros. They have patches, they have training, and in 2023 they transferred capability to La Familia Michoacana. That unit is not an anecdote. That unit is the in-cap condition. An in-cap is the number that binds the whole system. Translated into public policy, with no academia in the way, every engineer, technician, and ex-soldier who joins that unit is worth more to the swarm than any highway ambush. And everyone who leaves, by arrest, defection, or cooperation, stretches the clock for everyone. The three countermeasures we propose for the internal path attack exactly that variable and no other: infiltrate recruitment, neutralize workshops, and control the export of compute and vision modules. The other door, EXTSUP, is nearly shut at 0.20. But we flagged something worth underlining: Chinese and Iranian drone supply channels already fed Russia and the Houthis. Those pipes exist and they work. A single state-backed supplier opens that door. That is the second indicator to watch, and the one that would change the clock overnight. The new CJNG boss was born in Santa Ana, California. That changes the courtroom. Evidence levels, a conviction B, indictment or designation C, documented operation D, indication. No designation is a verdict. Every person named retains the presumption of innocence. Alias Pelin, 03, Tricky Trace. Born September 12, 1984 in Santa Ana, California. United States citizen. Stepson of El Mencho. OFAC identifies him as CJNG leader since February 2026 and designates him on July 23, 2026. Federal narcotics indictment in Washington, D.C. $5 million reward. Alias El Sapo. Designated by OFAC under counterterrorism authorities on June 18, 2025. Treasury identifies him as principal lieutenant of the new leadership. Alias El Jardinero. Designated by OFAC on June 18, 2025. Captured by Mexican forces in 2026 per the Michoacan prosecutor, which keeps the file sealed. A foreign terrorist organization led by a United States citizen needs no extradition to be tried under United States counterterrorism law. And the swarm, by definition, is built from what we call modules in the model: compute, vision, navigation. Every module that crosses the border is a document. Every document is a jurisdiction. Covers training, expert advice, personnel, and equipment. Applies to anyone in the United States or subject to its jurisdiction. penalty up to life if a death results. Every engineer recruited, every module shipped, and every payment to a broker is a chargeable act. Venue, DDC, where the indictment against Valencia Gonzalez already sits, or CDCAL. Components exported without a license or with a false end user. The compute board's envision modules the paper describes are exactly the Bureau of Industry and Security catalog. The hybrid path, the 12 to 18 month one, lives off this gap. Any dealing with a designee under EO13224 without an OFAC license. More than 250 designees linked to CJNG since 2015. A drone supplier who bills any of them is already inside the list. A Section 2339B violation is a specified unlawful activity for money laundering. Swarm money launders through the same pipe as fentanyl. This connects the investigation directly to El Gran Lavado. To move this from academic inference to case file, one thing is needed and it is already identified: the Bureau of Industry and Security license and denial record for exports to Mexico of embedded compute, computer vision and RF link modules classified under ECCN 4A and 5A, 2023-2026, cross-referenced against the SDN list. FOIA request to BIS, in preparation. That document turns a projection into a file. Every module that crosses the border is a document. In February 2026, we wrote that CJNG was on the verge of operating drones at scale, and we put a clock on it. 7 months later, United States Northern Command published the figure that confirms it: more than 300 cartel machines defeated in the year, more than 100 in August alone. This is not about calling a vague trend. It is three concrete, dated, verifiable claims that reality confirmed one by one. We said CJNG air capability was no longer experimental but organizational. 300 machines lost in a year and the group keeps flying. That is not experimentation, that is a replacement line working. We said urgency would spike and the clock would accelerate. El Mencho was killed, reprisals hit 20 states, and 100 of those 300 drones fell in a single month. The curve steepened exactly where the model said it would. We said this would stop being a Mexican matter. The Secretary of State took it to the Senate in June. The United States deployed 8,000 troops and debuted a directed energy laser against cartel machines on its own territory. It is already a United States defense matter, and we said it before it was. And something else happened, the cleanest proof of all: when the news broke, it was reported as three drones. The real number sat in Northern Command-owned documents and was 100 times larger. We had the framework to read that figure before it existed. That is why we knew what to look for. What comes next in the forecast? What follows is phase one in full: lab defense and border saturation in Sinaloa, Sonora, Jalisco, and Michoacan. Then convoys and rivals. Then infrastructure. The calendar is in chapter 07 and the dates have already started running. Right of reply is open. Any response from the people named is published in full on this page.